Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The caller number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, today is Sunday, March the 5th, and I am super excited for having my twin sisters in the studio with me on today. Say hello, twins.
Hello.
I want to give a shout out to my mother. I see you on, Ma. Thank you for joining us. And before we get started, I pretty much always start the show with a Bible scripture. And Twins, do you guys have a Bible scripture, a favorite Bible scripture that you would like to share on today?
Ooh, yeah.
And it could be from your book.
From my book, okay.
And shout out also to Mama Maddie in the studio with us also. Say hi, Mama.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us on today, Mama Maddie. All right, Twins, let's see what you got.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to bless you abundantly,
yes,
so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that on today. And also, just want to give you guys the opportunity to introduce yourselves. Patrice, let's start with you.
Okay. I am Patrice. I am the oldest of the twins by 3 minutes. I am the wiser of the twins. No. But yes, I am the older twin by 3 minutes, and I'm just happy to be a twin. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than have a best friend for life, whether you like them or not. Wow. No, I love you, girl. But I am Patrica at the heart. I am a part of the Twice Twin brand. I am an author, mother of three, wife, a wonderful sister, and awesome daughter. I beg to take this up. I'm like, my mom's like, what? Hey, Chris, how you doing? We're live on the Crystal Chanel Show. Tune in. And, you know, I'm a lover of good music. I love that.
I love some music.
I didn't say all that. She gave me the resume. Yeah,
that's all right.
Yes, I love to ride. I like to sing, but not on the spot. I just love life.
Not on the spot.
With the anointing.
Right.
Anointing when it's so fresh. But that's basically who I am in a nutshell, everyone.
Right.
No, the nutshell.
Wrong. Oh my God! I already see how this show is gonna go. My cheek is hurting already. Oh,
there's so much shade on here, though. Here, put these on.
I'm gonna need them.
You shading up this place, huh?
Lord, what are we gonna do with these two? I tell you. You guys, again, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. And I'm excited. We're going to have to hang out some more, you guys, because laughter is definitely good for the soul.
Yeah, indeed.
It is good for the soul. Let's start off just asking about your book.
Okay.
The Power of Prayer and Positivity.
Yes.
What made you guys decide to write your book?
Well, my mother had a lot to play in this she's so inspiring, and she's always brought us up in a Christian environment.
Mm-hmm.
She's kept us in church whether we wanted to go or not. and she's always, you know, taught us never to have jealousy or envy for anyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
celebrate them.
Yeah, to celebrate people and to be positive about life and the different outcomes no matter what you go through.
Right.
So this book, it was birthed through our upbringing, really.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Because like I was saying, when we were on the Be Healed show the other day, we have so many stories to tell, you know, over our lifetime and so many books in us. But what sparked us to write about the power of prayer is because we were in a war room situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we every day you walk in life, you know, the Prince of Air, he's out there. He's fighting against you.
That's it.
You know, and so you're in a war room sense of lifestyle, really. And a lot of times we walk around in a cloud and it's just things are just happening, going on in our lives. And we need to take time to sit and pray
mm-hmm.
about
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we, you know, wanted to write about the power of prayer.
And pass it on to other people, what
right.
we've learned. You know, through our upbringing, we wanted to pass it along to someone else that it may help someone. Because, as you know, our book doesn't have our pictures or anything
mm-hmm.
on it. Because we didn't want people to focus on, oh, they're twins or
mm-hmm.
the pictures of
mm-hmm.
us.
Right.
We wanted them to focus on how to be more positive in their life and how to use prayer.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
That's so true.
That's what we did here.
And just... another question, as far as your book,
mm-hmm.
How did you guys organize writing the book? Like, did you have the first 10 chapters? Did you have the next 10 chapters?
Yes.
Or how did y'all work that out? I mean, it's difficult for just one person to write a book.
Yeah,
now you're talking about
yeah,
two and three
two,
and four.
It kind of just fell into place, like you said.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because the first few chapters is with me. And it was from experiences that I have done and lived and mistakes I've made
mm-hmm.
through my prayer life
mm.
and how to go about changing those mistakes. Because I think we all, you know, everybody, somebody, I know people have prayer life.
Amen.
But, you know, when we do, what's the next step
mm-hmm.
while you're waiting on that prayer to manifest?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
for me, being prayerful and yet negative and doubtful,
wow,
really affected my life. It affected the way things happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put it out there that if you're praying about something
that
and you believe in something, you got to be positive about
mm-hmm.
it. You got to think positively about it and be hopeful.
Wow.
And know that God can and He will.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's
and He
really
has.
Good.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really, really good. And did you guys give yourself any deadlines? Like, hey, we're going to write this book within 1 month or 2 months, or how did you guys?
Well, we had several deadlines.
I had no idea you guys were writing a book. I just saw it on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what happened? I did something.
Out of awesome. Well, well, we had several dates,
okay.
actually. We had several dates last year. You brought it. But we had to really hunker down or bunker down. How did you
yeah.
hunker down
and, yeah.
and do it. But
the story behind that.
And we had to motivate each other.
Sure,
like, okay,
good.
Start your part. Smart. Let me start mine.
Keeping each other accountable.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for me, it was when my son had to go through emergency surgery.
Okay.
And it just pretty much set me in one spot because I was immobile. I couldn't. You know, get to this place, go to that place. I had to focus on taking care of him.
Right.
And then at that time, I was able to sit and, you know, ponder and really build my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in prayer mode, mom prayer mode for my son.
That's it.
So, you know, God sat me down.
That's right.
Sat me down.
So you had some time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Time on our side. Get going.
So just to let the listening audience know, and you know, I know that we're a Facebook, what's it called,
yeah.
Facebook Live,
what
and Periscope.
Yeah. What
you guys are doing Facebook Live, and I'm doing Periscope. But
mm-hmm.
let the listening audience know how they can purchase your book and the cost.
Okay, our book is on Kindle. On Kindle, it is $4.99 for the book.
Okay,
very reasonable. And on Amazon.com, it is $9.99 to purchase. 9/13. Oh, 9/13. Yeah, it's on special.
Get those 13 cents.
I know, right? Little 13,
not
9/13.
We need those.
We need every penny. It took a lot. No.
Yes.
So, but Amazon.com right now is where we have it on, so
okay.
we're very grateful for that. But
yes.
you can also order through us if you, you know, if you would like to get them with the autograph.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
be with the twins.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how long did it take you guys to, did you choose your book cover and everything yourselves? Everything was done self-published, or did you guys go through a publishing company?
It was self-published. We chose the cover, you know, the title and everything, and we did it all ourselves.
Okay, awesome.
I mean, so it was really God guiding us, because this is something new for us,
right.
to self-publish. Uh-huh. So, because I know when my mother wrote her book, she went through a long process with a publishing company, which was a headache because I was there with her through that whole thing, through the contracts and all that.
Uh-huh.
But with mine, it was boom, boom, boom. I was just so thankful to God because I seen her, you know, issues going through that.
Good.
So it was a good thing that we self-published.
good. Awesome. And now during this process of writing this book, did you guys have any arguments? Like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. Tell me about that.
Oh, no.
Did y'all agree on everything?
We pretty much agreed on everything.
We pretty much.
That's
beautiful.
I actually let her work on her part on her own. I left the room. She worked on her part. When she was finished, I came and I worked on my part.
Okay.
So we kind of, you know, gave each other that space, collaborated, and then went over. Because I think
she was over there taking care of my son while I was.
Yeah, while she was writing.
Oh,
I was being a nurse.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good that you guys are so close and there for each other.
Yeah,
I watch y'all a lot on Facebook.
Yeah, we fight. You don't see the fighting part. We try to keep that out of the eye view of people.
Yeah.
Because we try to, you know, be a, you know, role model.
To
others. But we have our, you know, headbutts.
We do.
And it's
because we're both, you know, in different lifestyle situations too.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, I give my opinion on this, and she'll give her opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me being a mom and a wife, she can see things. You know how people can see outside your circle,
right?
And then you can see something outside that circle, and you say, "Oh, this ain't looking right." You know, and then we kind of have our little tips there, but then we get over it.
Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
everybody has.
But we get over them so quick, you know.
Yeah.
We
got
to jump.
So her being a mother and a wife, you know, her lifestyle is different than someone that's single and dating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she has opinions of who I date all the time.
That's right.
And I have opinions of who she married to. No. But I love him, but he get on my But I love you, baby.
I hope he ain't listening.
He better be listening.
That is so funny. Well, that's good that you guys definitely have a wonderful, wonderful support system, and I do love that. I pay attention to you guys on Facebook Live a lot and see all the positive, inspirational things that you guys, you know, just doing the Facebook Live time. And you just never know, you know, who's listening and who's watching and who knew that. I was actually looking at the last video I saw, I think, of you guys, with you telling your story about your being born with no, you know, some of your limbs missing.
Yes.
And would you like to share with the listening audience a little bit about that, your story, your testimony?
Yes, well, of course, we're born identical twins, 3 minutes apart, and I was born with a deformity on my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
It did not fully develop. So I do have my thumb, and I have my little pinky. I have all 5 of them, but I don't have fingernails on them and everything. But, you know, through that struggle of being a person that primarily uses one hand for everything, it has been a struggle in dealing with, you know, socializing and people staring or making fun of me or excluding me.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't know how to
take me or what to say. I'm like, come on, people. You know, I got lips too.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it has been a trial and a triumph.
Mm-hmm.
My triumph is knowing that I can be a mother and that I can be a whole person even with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can be an advocate for someone out there that may be going through the same thing that I went through as a child and as a woman. And as a mother, because there are mothers out there with disabilities.
That's right.
So I, you know, I just try to be a positive force in that. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, I get emotional because, it, you know, I've felt so much, you know, rejection in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many ugly things happen to me, but I stay focused on my God.
Yes,
and I stay focused on my family and my vision and my purpose in life. That's what keeps
me
going.
Hey,
man, I like that. She said that.
Yeah, she did. And that's really, really awesome. I mean, and share with the listening audience how many children you have.
I have three rambunctious boys. The woman in the shit. Too many. No, no.
Well, thank you. That just goes to show you that anything is possible.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of, you know, your deformity, God allow you to be a mother of three and a wife. And and, you know, some people look down on you, but you're married. You know?
Yeah. Say that, girl. That's what I'm saying.
You know, sometimes I'd be wondering, like, okay, God, explain to me why. You know, why this, why that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And as far as your going back to your book, and thank you so much for sharing that, because I know, you know, that will definitely help and encourage someone that is out there that may be listening on Facebook Live, Periscope, or know someone that is currently going through that experience that you endured, you know, that it can definitely help them sometime
in the future. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about you guys do so much.
Too much.
Oh, my gosh. Your talk show, Zumba instructors.
So slap back on that, as you can see.
Well, that's all right. I made you come to your class. You know?
We're going to wait till we get first. Yeah, modify it. We're going to drink a lot of green tea and a lot of ginger.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, life happens. The things happen, you know. So I can definitely understand, but I'm one of those girls. I'm a plus size woman, and I love it.
Embrace it.
Yes. You know, I wish I could have surgery on my stomach, but I'm not gonna go there. You know,
hey,
I thank God for what it is. You know,
yes.
But you know, just being able to embrace the being a plus size, you know, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
But let's talk about your. I mean, I don't know if you guys are currently still doing the Zumba classes and. Just talk about a little bit of everything that you're currently doing because y'all do so much.
Lord, yes. And sometimes
the dance. Yeah,
we love the dance. That's our first passion, I think. Dancing.
Oh God.
We grew up just dancing. We were very introverted, so we danced in our rooms all the time and singing. So those two were our top passion.
Uh-huh.
Then we got into interior decorating with my mom.
She is
so gifted and talented in decorating and interior decorating and design as well.
Okay.
Although this is a gift that she's, you know, inherited from God. So it kind of trickled down to us, you know, because she was pushing us to do it. So years ago, we had opened up a design studio and with our mom, and she encouraged us to do that. Mm-hmm. But we learned a lot from her.
Yeah, good.
And then, you know, another thing, my mother's a pastor,
mm-hmm.
so of her ministry, Maddie Cody Ministries, and so she does a lot of conferences, and she does
and
speaking
revival.
Engagements and revival. Uh-huh. So, you know, we are like her armor bearers, so we're there with her in her ministry, mostly me, because she's busy with the children.
Overload.
So I'm with her a lot with that and organizing it and putting it together.
Okay.
And matter of fact, we have a conference coming up March 25th at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia. And it's a healing conference. We started in 2003 with our very first healing conference.
Yeah.
And it was such a phenomenon that God brought it back into fruition for us to do it again.
Years
later, we started again. And so last year we had a conference in Birmingham.
Okay.
We were called to do 7 cities, but last year we got to 1. So this year but so many lives were changed and so many people were healed that were told that they're on their last leg and they went back to the doctor.
And tell them about our grandmother.
Was in hospice,
and the healing just took place, and the power of God just saturated that place.
My God.
And now she's off. They took her off hospice because she's too heavy.
Wow.
And my grandma, she's
85.
Wow.
Oh, 85.
Don't
be putting 3 more years.
I know, right?
Okay. No.
Yeah, my mother prayed for her to live 10 more years, so you know.
And 10 more after
10
that.
More, 10 more. Yeah. Oh, Lord, you're going to be all in
That's all right. I wish I could get my grandmother. I just have one more opportunity to have my grandmother. So
oh.
definitely embrace that, honey, because I lost mine at a young age.
Yeah.
Very young. I think my grandmother was in her 60s when she passed
oh,
away.
That
so
is
that's
young.
Really, really young.
Yeah.
So definitely 10 plus 10 plus 10, whatever.
Yeah, add it on.
You know?
Yeah. As long as she won't stay.
As long as she healthy.
Stay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. That's awesome. Just want to say to the listening audience, I see that, you know, the board is lit up and we have plenty of people on the air with us on this afternoon. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1 and I will make sure we get you into the studio. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything of that nature, please feel free to press 1 and I'll make sure we get you in to the studio. And at this time, we're going to just take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with you.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
What you heard was an actual recorded incident of my abuser attacking me and my daughter witnessing the attack. For 8 years, I endured physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. Hi, I'm Kendra Turner, mother, daughter, sister, and survivor of domestic abuse. Because of my story, SODA, Survivors of Domestic Abuse, was birthed. For more info, contact soda.info2015@gmail.com. Are you Soda?
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in again to the Crystal Chanel Show. Ladies, I do see that we have a caller on the line, so let's just bring them into the studio. Caller 0090, you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and the Twice Twins. How can we help?
Yes, I just have a affirmation. Good evening, ladies. My name is Francis Gibbs, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. And I was listening to the young lady when she talked about writing her book and how she had to hunker down. It's an amazing story, but I just wanted to say to the young lady that we are overflowing with prayer and we are loving people committed to learning and living out God's spiritual principle. So I want to say to all of you, I thank God for your unlimited and constant shower of blessing. But my question is, I heard she said she have her book on Amazon and Kindle, but I did not get the name of the book.
Oh, okay. The name of the book is The Power of Prayer and Positivity, written by the Twice Twins.
Okay, thank you. The Power
thank
of
you
Prayer.
So words.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I just also wanted to say, hi, Crystal, my niece.
Hey, Auntie.
Hi, baby.
Thank you so much for tuning in on this evening.
Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you so much.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
That's my aunt from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh.
So thank you so much, Auntie, for tuning in. Wow, that just made my day.
Made our day, too.
That was inspiring. Ear to ear.
We are too. I don't think it's going to break off.
But that's besides awesome. From that, let's just talk a little bit about the foundation, the WFC Foundation.
Yes.
Share with the listening audience. Just give them a little bit of information about the foundation, the reason why you guys started the foundation, and then we can go on from there.
Okay. The WFC Foundation is named after our brother. His name is
Watanabe F. Cody Foundation. It's what it's really called. But we just use a short version of it because his name is Japanese. We were born in Japan, and he has a Japanese name as well. But that came from my brother was tragically murdered in Atlanta approximately 10 years ago. And from that, we grieved heavily because we're a very tight-knit family. It's five of us, our immediate family, my mother, my father, my twin sister, of course, and then it was my brother. When that took place, it was very hard on us all. And from
it
there,
changed our lives.
It changed our lives totally. How we see life, how we value life, how we value each other, what we probably had took for granted before, we don't do anymore, how we look at other people, because you never know when someone is going through
something.
Right. And if you look at us, you can't tell of what we've been through.
That's
but
right.
We've been through
some
things. And so we learn not to look on the outside, but to learn who a person is. From that, we started the foundation. It's a grief foundation where we like to help parents that have lost a child or that have not had insurance on that child. Because my parents, you know, they had no idea that my brother was going to be leaving before them. Or,
right.
you know,
okay.
no parent expects their child to leave
right.
before them.
Right.
So funding a funeral, you don't have insurance on your children. Some parents don't, especially adult children.
Right.
My brother was 36 at the time. There was no insurance on his life. But God prepared and made a way that we were able to pay for his funeral services. But we've encountered so many parents that have lost their children that does not have the funds to bury them. The counseling as well, we have ministerial counseling and group settings for those parents that have lost their children. We found it hard to get counseling when my brother passed.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we were in a dark, dark place for a long time. My mother, for months, she was in a dark place. For a couple months, we all slept in the same bed.
With
our parents. It was
wow.
me, my sister, her two boys at the time, my mother and father. They had this huge bed. So we were all in that bed. We did not want to leave each other.
And my kids. I had two boys
at the time.
Yeah, I had two boys.
And so that right there is where we got the book. My mother wrote the book about the grief. And mostly her book is about not being in that bad place, but how to come out of a dark pit from that. And
how to survive through it and not necessarily get over it, but get through what you're going through. And the foundation, the WFC Foundation, is a 501c3 foundation.
Yes. So what we like to do is to help counsel those parents, be there for them. We're a shoulder to lean on. And, you know, opportunity if you need to cry and get out. Because a lot of people don't understand when you go through this. A lot of people don't know what to say to you.
That's true.
I mean, it's not many words you can say to a parent that's lost their child.
God, no.
The statistics show that a lot of parents do not survive after losing a child.
Mm.
So we at the WFC Foundation want to help those, of course, through funding and, you know, people donating to help those parents bury their children, to feed the parents, because we didn't want to cook. We didn't cook for months. People would bring us food and different things, but we want to be able to supply them with meals and, you know, help them to bury their child and give them that comfort of knowing that someone does care.
That's right. Now, let me just ask you, you said you could not really find any counseling during that time. Tell me why. I mean, explain to me why. Why do you feel that way?
Well,
no one was available or?
No one was available, nor did the counseling that they gave us in the county, because we had a victim's advocate counselor, but the counselor that they gave us was not familiar with a death of a child.
Oh, wow.
So the counseling that we got wasn't helping.
Mm-hmm. And then we searched high and low. We went to some churches, you know, that had like recovery for, you know, those that are grieving. But we found that, you know, they were limited in resources as far as being able to speak of the Holy Spirit and saying that God is with you through this.
Right.
Because you have
right.
people out there that don't you know,
mm-hmm.
live that life,
mm-hmm.
the Christian lifestyle. And it was hard for us to kind of, you know, get into it with them. And it was so black and white, so black and white. And I know that, you know, we all know that God, He reigns. He knows everything. He knows it before it's going to happen, when
yes.
it's going to happen. So our movement is not only for counseling, but it's spiritual
yes,
because
yes.
we've experienced the Holy Spirit showing us the, you know, the realms of heaven and seeing our brother, you know, reappear and speak into us and saying that I'm okay. I'm not in that shell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with God, you know. And so we want to give you a we want to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go deeper in that part of, you know, ministry and healing and helping people get through those
yes.
types of situations.
Awesome. And can you just share with us your way of, if the listening audience or someone wants to donate, how can they donate, whether or not it's funds or I'm not sure exactly all of the donations that you guys accept, but if you can just kind of go over that for me.
Okay. It's the WFC Foundation. org@gmail.com. We have a PayPal
okay.
that you can donate to. Again, it's WFCFoundation.org@gmail.com. And we would love, you know, if you want to pour in to this ministry, this foundation, we would love. It is 501c, so you will get tax deductible. You know, a lot of people worry about that. So
right.
yes. we'll be tax deductible. Also, you can contact us through email, again, at WFCFoundation.org@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page that's called the WFC Foundation that you can go there and contact us on that. We also have an Instagram
page
called the WFC Foundation. You can Google us, and we have a website that's under construction that should be up by next week, finished, because we had to redo a new website. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
So the new website will be up, and it is the WFCFoundation.org. So that will be finished by next week. See, we got to do all this stuff. That's a lot of work. But you can email us, like I said, email us or go to our PayPal, and we would gladly accept donations.
Yes, of monetary donations, clothing donations would be great. Even, you know, when it in a time where there's a need for food, we will, you know, put a message out there
mm-hmm.
that, you know, so those
right.
that want to give food, any type of food or canned food or whatever, we
gift
have
card
a, or
to
gift
card family.
To the family. So
we don't keep anything. Cause, you know, with a foundation, you can't have anything in
right.
your account or anything. It nothing is for us. It's all for
the
family.
Because
we've been there.
Yeah.
So we've been in that place. And so also, we recently had a family that lost their child, 15-year-old. She was hit by a drunk driver.
Jesus.
They do not have the funds to bury the child. It's been over 2 weeks
and
now.
The child is still in the freezer.
In the freezer, you know, can you imagine being a mother or a father or a grandparent and your baby is in the freezer because you cannot afford to bury him. So they've reached out to us to help,
mm-hmm.
but we're still trying to get funds in to help give them anything to help bury their child. It's such a sad situation.
It's very, very sad. And I've had several and know several cases and situations where that has happened. You know, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
somebody's child died. There's not any coverage on the child. They're doing GoFundMe and different
yes,
things of that
yes.
nature. So what I want to say to you today is definitely if you are able to, of course, donate to this foundation, please feel free to do so. It would be a blessing to be able to definitely try to bury that mother's child.
Yes.
My God, 15 years old,
15.
Hit Same. By a drunk driver. My God. Also, I just want to say as well, a lot of times we do not have life insurance, especially our
yes.
African-American people,
True.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
And I want to say to you today that if you are in need of life insurance, please feel free to contact me at 770-715-7949. Again, that number is 770-715-7949. I do not want our African-American people or anyone,
right.
Anyone to be around here with no type of life insurance. And a lot of times we think that it's so expensive, but
right.
even if you can just get $10,000, just enough to cover,
mm-hmm.
the burial is all that
means
you need.
A lot. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
a lot of times people trying to, you know, we can reach off of it. It rich, you know, off your family members. It's not about that.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
But it definitely takes about $10,000 at least
yes,
to bury
yes.
your loved ones. If you're doing cremation, I think it's like $7,000 or $8,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Still a lot, you
still,
know,
yeah.
but at least it's a couple thousand dollars cheaper than having to definitely bury the individual. So,
yes.
again, if you are in need of any life insurance, please feel free to call me. Reach out to me on social media, Facebook. You can inbox me or reach out to me on social media under Crystal Chanel or the Crystal Chanel Show, and I will make sure that I get you in contact with someone that can definitely provide you with life insurance, whether or not it's $10,000, $20,000, whatever you stand in need of. Make
right.
sure that your families
yes.
are covered. Make sure that you have a will. Let's talk about this will.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Very important.
Because a lot of times, unfortunately, again, we think it costs so much to have that will, and it doesn't take a whole lot. So
true.
Make sure that you have a living will, and make sure that you have a will set aside for your family. So God forbid if something happened, you know, you don't have your family pulling each other's hair out and cussing each other out, no longer talking, control, all delete. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yes,
so
yes,
we definitely
yes.
want to make sure that we're taking care of our family.
And prepare.
Absolutely,
right. exactly.
absolutely. We do have Mama Maddie in the studio, and I want to be respectful and just ask her if she has anything that she wants to say on the air today in regards to the foundation. I definitely want to give her the opportunity to speak.
Hello, everybody. My daughter spoke very well about the foundation, but I would just like to say that the foundation is truly it reaches down into the pits of my soul because Watanabe F. Cody was my only son. I know that he lives and resides in heaven, but at the time, because of his age and his profession that he was in, he did not have insurance. In the 10 years that we have been without him on this earth, I have gotten thousands of calls from parents that's in the same situation that we were in, and some we have been able to help and some we were not. As my daughter said, a 501c3, you cannot retain funds over year after year. They have to be used up at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I've had two calls this year already. Mm-hmm. We were able to, from our own resources, just to give a donation, but it was not enough. But we were grateful to do that, using our own money to do so. And as she said, everything goes to those that are in need. And we truly, truly want people to realize that, as she said, it's a nonprofit, 501c3. I mean, the funds have to be distributed. You will get a tax write-off no matter what you give. It will be given back to you off your taxes if you file taxes. So it's a worthy cause. And you know, right now, if you haven't been in that position, mm-hmm. it may just go over your head. But I tell you, if you live long enough mm-hmm. and you have children or loved ones or grandchildren, and you do not have the capability to provide something like that for them, if something tragic happens, then you would be, you know, it's a very sad place to be in. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate you all listening. I appreciate any donation that you can give. And it will be greatly appreciated, and God bless you all.
Yes, mother. We get it from our mom. I don't know if we're that good. No, we ain't that good yet. We're working on it.
We little prodigies, huh?
little proteins.
That's right. Y'all are a mess. Just want to say thank you, and definitely stay tuned because we'll have Mama Maddie on the show coming up very, very soon,
oh.
talking about her book, her ministry, and things of that nature. So we'll make sure that we post that on social media so you'll have that. We'll have that coming up soon. Ladies, I just want to say, please tell the listening audience about any upcoming events that you guys may have, any projects or anything of that nature that you're currently working on.
Okay. Oh, yes, we got some projects. Yes, honey. Well, first of all, let's talk about the healing conference.
Yes.
It's called the Bend, Don't Break Healing conference. That is March 25th.
Yes. at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia.
Yes.
You can go to
Eventbrite.
Thank you. It's a
I'm trying to help you.
Eventbrite and go to Bend Don't Break Conference. And you can get your tickets there. We are asking for $25. Overhead is high. Sponsorship, if you would like to sponsor or you know, put your name out there with this conference, because it's going to be.
Yes, it is.
We love sponsorship. You can do that also on Eventbrite. We have a section for sponsors and donations as well.
Awesome.
This is a cause for healing, not necessarily just physical healing, but mental, emotional healing. There's going to be divorce. It's going to be loneliness, forgiveness. It's so many different categories that's going to be going on in the healing process. That is March 25th at 10:30 a.m. at the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia. We will put up links about that, too, as well.
We're going to blow up the wall.
Another thing that's going on is we've been cast.
Yeah,
upcoming play. That play will be
in May.
In May, it's called Twin Deception.
Woo-hoo!
Oh. Yes,
your twins are
gonna
do that.
Okay, this is T.Y. Martin Productions.
T.Y. Playwright.
Yeah, playwright, but it's T.Y. Martin Productions.
Okay.
So we'll be in that play. We're gonna be starring in that play. So
awesome.
We're like, wow, yo,
yeah,
God is opening the doors.
And you guys, make sure you let me know about that because I don't want to be there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. So we're excited about that. And also, this week coming, March 10th, we have our book launching.
Okay.
We don't call it signing. We call it a launching. We're going to be doing that in networking. So if you're in the Duluth area, come out with your business cards, your cameras, whatever you got to sell, or just let people know who you are. Because we don't want it to be so much about us. We want people to get to know each other. We want to help people, you know, to grow and to network. So it's going to be a lot of networking, and then it's going to be us launching our book, just introducing it to those that haven't seen us on Facebook talk about it every day.
Okay. And where is this going to be held?
This is going to be at La Madeleine's in Duluth, Georgia.
Oh, La Madeleine's. Okay.
Right now, Street.
Yeah,
you can be there.
March 10th, and what time?
March 10th, we're going to start at
7 o'clock.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, so we're excited about
that. Hi, Todd. How you doing? Hope to see you next time.
Oh, wait a minute. We're on line, honey. Can't call. I'm on Facebook Live.
I'm going to do that.
Over here enjoying the interview and cracking up. You guys are hilarious. I just wanted to say to you ladies to continue doing what you're doing. I pray that God will continue to use you. You are doing an awesome thing, and I'm super proud of you. I love to see my sisters doing something positive and just out there in the community and making a difference. So I just want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, and God blesses upon your life.
Thank you so much. And God bless you as well.
Yes.
Thank you. We love to hear encouraging words like that because it makes us know that we're doing
something right. Yes, Lord.
Yes, thank you so much
Amen.
For those words.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Celinda, actually, this is my dear sister, Celinda. She actually has a great movement going on right now called Removing the Bandages.
Oh.
But, Celinda, before you get off the air, can you let them know about your upcoming event? The event is sold out. Oh, you guys. But I still want to let her know, what her to talk a little bit about her event that we have coming up, red carpet event on March the 18th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be held at the Smyrna Community Center. And as Crystal just stated, it's the movement is Removing the Bandages Women Movement. And we are going to honor women that have removed bandages mentally, physically, psychologically, every kind of way they've had to remove bandages, because so often we're dressed up and messed up. We mask it with bandages. And these women are coming in, women such as Kimya Motley, who was shot 4 times by her husband. We're going to honor her. We have Keisha Green, who lost both legs in a car accident. She'll be honored. Another sister that was burned with sulfur acid by her ex-boyfriend. She'll be honored, and so many more. And it's just going to be an evening of a fashion show, dinner, just red carpet. It's going to be a great event just to honor our sisters for this month, which is Women History Month.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, sis. But I just wanted to definitely let the audience know what your movement is about and all the great things that you have going on as well. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will definitely see you on March the 18th.
Definitely. Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, she great is moment. Awesome. She has actually a mentoring program and so many different things that she does. Mm-hmm. She actually has a talk show, so hopefully maybe soon we can get you on the talk show and interview with Celinda D on removing the bandages. And
love that.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's deep.
Very good. So it's been extremely fun, and I just want to definitely, again, we have so many people that's on the air. If you guys are interested in talking to the twins or myself or Mama Maddie, please feel free to press 1. We'll make sure that we get you into the studio. I know that you guys said earlier that y'all like to sing.
Mm-hmm. Not on the spot.
Sure.
Did we say that? Mama, come on now. Yeah, Mama said it before.
So,
we had our CD too in the car.
In the car? That's all right.
Can we take a break? Go in.
You want to do acapella?
Acapella? Oh, acapella. We do a little bit of acapella. Do you remember? We wrote a song. What? Your Body Bell. No. Our song, our maxi single. Yeah. Okay. See, she needs kind of fog in the brain right now.
All right, we'll get
I can't think of nothing. Okay. We will sing the chorus part. Okay, and then your part.
Don't hurt me, make up your mind.
Come on now.
Your mama right up. We
got
people
listening. I love to hear my Okay, get the cloak. I'm pretty loud here. Okay, you ready? It's fast beat. You gonna help us? Oh, thank you, Mom.
I can't thank God enough what he's done for me, how he set me free. He gave me the victory, he gave me the victory. If I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough.
It wouldn't be enough.
If I had 10,000 hands,
if I had 10,000 hands,
I would lift him up.
Lift him up.
Come on now. We got to practice.
That's all right, but that was really good.
Thank you.
And I'm learning today that you guys sing. I never knew that you guys sing, so this is new for me. This is awesome.
Well,
next time I may be on your CD too, you know?
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, you guys, I hope that you definitely enjoyed the song that the twins sung for you, as well as Mama Amanda. She was back here.
In the background.
That's right.
She got that soul. That's the Alabama soul. Alabama soul.
That was really, really good. So I just want to say thank you. I love music. I don't know why I pay for cable. Because like, I never watch it. You know, my son watches it. But 9 out of 10, I'm listening to music. So it's very unfortunate that I'm
music
wasting money.
Yes.
Music is
it's
good.
Music is good for the soul. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely love
it.
Absolutely love it. But I don't see anybody else that want to say anything. But before we finish up and wrap up.
They're probably shocked right now.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you. Bravo. Bravo.
coming up? Did we finish that part?
Oh, we're going to be on the Foxtrap show. Yeah, we're going to be hosting Gospel Hour live on the Foxtrap show. That's going to be
the
12th of March. So we'll be the hostess with the mostess.
Yes.
And, of course, don't forget, we have our own show called Talk to the Twins
show, right,
on Blog Talk. We do a lot of Facebook Live, So if you want to follow us
in
on
Periscope,
follow us on Facebook at Twice Twins, T-W-Y-C-E, or T2T2 is Talk to the Twins Show. Also on Instagram, Talk to the Twins Show. Twice Twins, we have several accounts so that we can reach the multitude. But because if we get one, that's all he asks us to do.
Yes,
so
yes.
We try to reach as many as we can out there in the cyber world. So you can always follow us on any of our social media outlets. And we post and we keep people updated. We share other people's events as well. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, hit us up. Let us know. They can go to talktothetwinshow@gmail.com to submit your bio and information, and then we will contact you.
Yes.
Press kit, however you want to say it. You know, we're not so formal. We're like, just send your stuff over.
I know.
Who you are and what you do.
Hilarious. And I do see that we have another caller, you guys, so let's bring this caller on. Caller 9161, you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and the Twice Twins.
Yes, Chanel and the twins. How are you all? This is Quentin Morgan, caller from
Jacksonville.
How y'all doing? I just have a quick question. What for someone that doesn't really understand the full concept of prayer and the full, you know, the full embodiment of prayer and what it does, what are PowerPoints in the book would you say will be able to aid that person in that process of understanding the power of prayer? Did you understand the question?
Repeat your question again.
Okay. For someone that doesn't, for someone that really might not understand the full concept of the power of prayer, right, what PowerPoints are there in the book that someone could go to really give them the full understanding of the power of prayer?
Well, in the book, it mainly gives the experiences that we have encountered with how prayer has changed our lives, how prayer has blessed our lives, how through prayer things can change in your life. And those experiences,
absolutely,
we feel that, you know, we can't give you a direct, you know, pinpoint dialogue on that, but we can tell you from experience and
what
life
has helped us.
What has helped us, and we can pass it on to the next one so that the next one can pass it on to the next one, and we all can come together as one and continue to pray and believe and be positive about what we feel is necessary to get through life. Because for me, prayer is essential from the situations and life issues that I've dealt with being disabled and having a deformity and suicidal at one point in my life because of the rejection and the hurt and the pain. If I had not prayed to my God, to heaven, I don't think I would be here today. And when that prayer went out as a child and it was answered to me and I could hear God speak to me that I matter, that I have a purpose in life, that I am a beautiful creature that he has created, that there's nothing wrong with me. I had to sit down and put this pen to paper so I could express how awesome God is and how awesome prayer is to someone out there that may.
Amen. Amen. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. I appreciate you all, you sisters, and you all keep doing positive things. I look forward to more things throughout from you all throughout the future. I thank you all. Love you all. Chanel, love you, and we'll keep in touch. Talk to you all soon.
Love
thank
you,
you all.
Too. Thank you so much.
All right.
That's my dear friend Q.
From
Florida.
Oh, from Florida.
So awesome.
Yes, he sounds awesome. I hear the anointing.
Thanks for tuning in, Q. Ladies, before we close out the show, I want to definitely ask you to give some type of words of encouragement to someone that is going through something. It doesn't matter what that something is, but just give them some words of encouragement, whether or not it's from your book or just something that you just want to share with them on today.
Okay. Well, I guess I start. I would like to say to someone that's listening or someone that is not listening that you may, you know, can relay this message to, that you know that is in a dark place in their life. They don't see no way out. They just feel like this is the end. I want you to know that God is real. God is a healer. He's a doctor. He's someone that you can lean on. He's your best friend. And if you're in that situation, or if you know someone in that situation, what they need and what you need right now is to know that you are someone. You matter. You are awesome. And we like to do affirmations.
Yes.
And in our book, we have a few affirmations and some scriptures as well, but that we go by. So we just want you to know that you matter and that whatever you're going through, seasons change, and
yes,
I'm telling you, it will change for the better. And it's going to make you a stronger person. So hold on. Hold
yes,
on to your change calm. Continue to press on. Continue to pray and to stay positive.
Yes, and as for me, I just say continue to look toward heaven for your answers, because we as the Twice Twins, we have this book, and it's only of our experiences. But all the answers that you need come from God.
Yes.
It's in the Bible,
mm-hmm,
and there's nothing new under the sun. So, like I said, when I was at the point as a teenager wanting to leave this earth physically, I went to my Bible. I wrote a letter to my parents and to my sister, and I went and I stuck that letter in the Bible,
mm-hmm,
and my God heard my cry. And I just say to you, just be encouraged, and just stay on in position, on your knees. That's the best position in warfare, in any situation.
Yes.
Stay on them knees. Find a friend that will pray and agree with you. I mean, if you have to send a Twice Twins a Gmail, we're going to pray with you.
We're
going to
pray
with
you. We will.
That's awesome. And thank you so much for sharing that. You just never know. I mean, we do a lot of Facebook Live and Periscope and the listening audience online, as well as the ones that call in. And you just never know who may be listening,
right,
that needs this word on today. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming into the studio with me this evening, as well as you, Mommy. Mama Maddie is in here with us as well. So I definitely appreciate you guys. I just want to say to you, continue to be encouraged and continue to be that motivator and that person that's, you know, inspiring others, because I watch you guys all the time on Facebook. I may not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I may just send you a little quick smiley face,
yes,
so you know that I'm there. But I'm always watching you guys, and you guys are always happy. I'm like, do you have any sad days? Like,
I'm trying. Enjoy the Lord, is our friend.
Yes. That's it. So, I mean, that is sometimes that smile, and y'all just getting on Facebook Live and showing that positive energy,
mm-hmm,
people need that. You know, people are going through so many different things, and it's just amazing. And a lot of people can't handle it.
True,
you know, a lot of people can't handle it. So before we close out, is there anything else you guys want to say before we close out?
We just want to say thank you, and, of course, you know, to Almighty God for giving us this opportunity to come on here and share our story, to share our book and all the events that we are going to be doing the month of March.
Yes.
So we just want to say thank you, and God bless you, and continue to have favor on you, and keep doing what you're doing, because you're just as inspiring.
Yes.
As you say we are, you keep us in a good place as well.
Yes.
We watch you, and to your listeners, we want to say thank you for tuning in, and, you know, continue to lift us up, and we will be praying for you. We don't know everyone name by name, but we pray for the everybody.
That's right.
Pretty much. So thank you.
That's right. And just a quick couple of announcements before we definitely close out. I want to just give you guys a reminder. My mom and myself, we have a online intercessory prayer conference that we do every third Wednesday, which will be March the 15th. And we do it from 7:30 p.m. to 8:05 p.m. I don't have the number right in front of me, but, however, I always post that and invite people
on
Facebook and different things. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate that. So we want to encourage you guys to definitely pay attention to Facebook, and we send out those invites on a monthly basis for the conference call every third Wednesday of each month. And the number and everything will be on Facebook with the invite. And also, I also put that out on Eventbrite because you just never know how many people you're going to reach, you know, with that as well. So I want to say that. And then also on April the 8th, mark your calendars. We will have Meet the Authors at Cat Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. The address is 970 Piedmont Ave, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, again, Cat Cafe. We will have my dear sister, Rachel Miller. She just wrote a book, Freaks Come Out at Night. She is a powerful woman of God, and she's been celibate, I think, for 11 years.
Oh, praise God.
If I'm not mistaken, 10 or close to 11 years.
Wow. Okay.
But she wrote this book, Freaks Come Out at Night. We'll be talking about her book. And I also want to extend the opportunity that if you guys are available on April the 8th, make sure that you come out and share your book as well. And I want you guys to be the authors as well for Meet the Authors on April the 8th.
Yay.
We're going to have the event from 5:30 to 7:30, again, at Cat's Cafe. Your positive energy, you guys have really blessed me on today.
I'm telling you.
Sometimes, you know, and a lot of people don't know this, but I've been struggling with depression for years. From middle school on up, and I sometimes still struggle with it a little bit. A lot of times, even when I'm posting on Facebook, I'm posting for myself as well as others, So, you know, sometimes you get in this little, you know, little dark cloud, want to come over, and God always sends someone
a word to
put you, you know, in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely appreciate you guys. I appreciate the energy. You guys have my cheeks hurting.
We love it.
You truly have my cheeks hurting. So I want to say thank you again. Thank you to my listening audience on Facebook, live, Periscope, online, the calling listeners. I appreciate you guys very, very much. Thanks again for tuning in. And I'm going to close out with, let's see, my mom, my spiritual mom, wrote a song called Struggles of the Birthing Place, and that's by Dr. Regina Gibbs. I'm going to close out the show with that. Until next time, you guys, thank you again for your love and support, and you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon.
A very special place we're in, a place that we can feel anew, a place of birthing for time through, birthing must be place. Struggle. There's a place.
trials each day anew.